This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we're talking about burnout. Do you feel more prone to burnout at home or in the office? 018-789-8899 is how you can reach us on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a couple of messages.
Yes, dear Ro, surprisingly, you can feel burned out at home even with all the creature comforts and working in your pagoda and crocodile combo. I think it's because you're fighting your pre-programmed response just to chill at home, right? But between the two, I'd rather be burnt at home where no one can see the holes in my singlet or the size of my M&M jar.
Thanks for that, Ro.
Right, and then we have here from Kiluntan said, burnout in office just by jamming the office already burned half of the energy.
Right, the jam, the traffic, right? Mm. We have more on Twitter. We have Kenny who says, doesn't make a significant difference. Rather depends a lot on business performance, work volume, timelines and availability of resources. Although I would say work from home has a huge plus point, having my wife's home cooking and lunching with her and the daughter when she's also working from home. That's nice.
I wonder who the daughter is. So there's a CK, the waste guy. It says, how about both, right?
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, and here from
General Baba.
General Baba says office all the time, every time, even commuting office now a dangerous balancing act. From Gentoo Lee, home, need to focus with work, but you will look into other things too and feel like it's a never ending day and kaboom, it's a new day.
Oh, I've felt that before, okay. Gentoo, yeah.
Kusen here said the office environment could be very toxic.
So maybe working from home is better for Kuchen? Okay. Well, you know, keep your messages coming in. Do you feel more prone to burnout at home or in the office? At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. And 018-789-8899 is how you can reach us on WhatsApp. Mm. Now, of course, tomorrow is World Mental Health Day, the 10th of October. And, I guess this year it's, the mental health has been a bigger issue to discuss just because of the pandemic, right? You know, the ongoing limitations and responsibilities of life in a pandemic, it's taking a huge toll on employees everywhere. You know, maybe you are parents juggling work and looking after children. Maybe you are a caregiver to elderly family members, or maybe you're single and you're staying home alone. You know, all of this without the simple pleasures and routines of life, like Lydia just said earlier, right? Mm. Like a get-together or a coffee with friends and colleagues.
Right. So work from home is now a mixed bag. No one misses the long commutes. People value the flexibility and grateful to be at home with their loved ones. But the way remote working has evolved through this crisis has resulted in employees never really disconnecting. And I get it, right? But I personally find that, you know, at home is really restful because, you know, I have a 215-month-old baby.
Wow.
And he leaves me alone.
Right, so you have your space. Coping with elevated anxiety levels and burnout through circumstances that are anything but normal, like we're living in right now, you know, it's pushing some people to the brink. You know, even before COVID-19, depression and anxiety were exacting a massive economic cost. The WHO claims that $1 trillion in lost productivity to the global economy happened in just 2019. So it's just, imagine what it's going to be like at the end of this pandemic.
Exactly, right. So traditionally, employees have feared opening up about mental health issues in the workplace. So they have, you know, I guess rightly believed it could affect their mobility in an organization or even put their jobs at risk. So this unfortunately closed the door to dialogue and thwarted a culture where employees could seek help without the pressure, judgment or action from managers and co-workers. So maybe in a way, at least this has brought this up to the fore. You know what I mean? We're talking about it a lot
Yeah,
more.
So it has taken a crisis of this magnitude to do that, right? A recent McKinsey survey in the US also found that employees' mental health has become a top concern for 77% of employers in the months after the pandemic. And in Southeast Asia too, the focus is deepening on organizational mental health. It's about time. You know, but how do we keep mental health top of mind while trying to deal with this pandemic? So we found this article on The Drum. It's written by Guru Gaurapan, who is the CEO of Verizon Media. And he says that in order to do this, it needs to start from the top. So as leaders and as managers and as co-workers or fellow human beings, we have a renewed opportunity to reshape the narrative on mental health in our organization. A step towards transforming showing how mental health is perceived in society and in our communities.
What an appropriate name, a guru. He also said, the guru also says the conversation on mental health can only be normalized when employees feel safe to speak up, the psychological safety. That will only happen when the commitment to mental health begins at the top, but then percolates down to every leader and manager, becoming embedded in the organization. So enterprises have to equally anchor their words with concrete action, offering the tools, support system, and intervention that employees need when and where they need it most, like free 24/7 confidential crisis counseling support.
Right. And he also adds that the right policy interventions can be as empowering for employees to know that they are supported. One of the changes that Verizon introduced was offering 26 weeks paid leave for any employee diagnosed with COVID-19. And this is to help employees feel less anxious about the possibility of infecting others or and also to give them time to heal, you know, not just physically, but mentally, because PTSD is one of the consequences of COVID-19. Another consequence that, you know, patients have to overcome.
Right. Yeah. He also wanted to say enterprises are now acknowledging and finding ways to respond meaningfully to the escalating mental health crisis, and adds that this is also the right time to build a supportive ecosystem that grows awareness and changes perception towards mental health internally. Maybe offer mental health first aid training across your office. This can create a deeper understanding among employees how they can help colleagues in need. An awareness that is critical right now when all of us have to act with empathy because every team member is battling a different crisis.
Exactly. We all have our own challenges, right? You know, and I agree with what he says about this whole first aid, mental health first aid, because sometimes when someone comes up to you, maybe you just don't know how to respond at that time, right? You know, you don't know what to say. You feel compassion, and maybe you feel empathetic, but then you don't know the right things to say, or you don't know how to tell them to what to tell them to do exactly, right?
And because if someone is physically choking, like if you know CPR or your Heimlich, right, you know what to do, right? In this, a person is psychologically choking.
Yes.
You know, and you don't know what the right actions are.
Yeah, and if you're the one that is, you know, that they turn to for first aid,
yeah, like,
that's why I guess organizations need to invest in this, especially at this time. So Guru ends his article by saying that leading with a human-centered approach will bring change that is lasting. You know, how we respond now to the mental health challenge can take us forward, breaking down barriers and eliminating the stigma to create a more open, productive workplace. Or it can set us back, leading to a higher cost for employees at risk right now and affecting long-term business sustainability. And that choice is ours to make. Right. It is a World Mental Health Day tomorrow, and we're talking about burnout when you're working from home and in the office. Tell us if you feel more prone to burnout at home or in the office. 018-789-8899. That's on WhatsApp and at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we have a story about how the frontliners are dealing with burnout and
it's
depression.
A great story.
Yeah, and what the health ministry is doing about that as well. But for now, here's the Kinks with Power Man. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.